What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got lots and lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's just get right on into it. Apparently, this situation over around Mueller is beginning to really deteriorate because after all this work, after all the investigation, after all the pro-Hillary people on the staff, all they came up with were these indictments against Manafort and Gates, which had nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with Trump, and basically underscores the fact that they didn't find anything, which is what Mueller was out there to do, was to find anything to link Trump to Russia, and they completely failed. And they're still out there pushing on this idea that Russia somehow hacked the DNC and Podesta emails. We know that absolutely did not happen because the speed with which the files were copied off, whoever did it had to be in the room, which, of course, points back here to Seth Rich, who was shot in the back and declared a botched robbery. So anyway, the situation is getting really kind of ugly where people were looking for investigation, and all of a sudden a lot of the involved computer equipment turns out to have disappeared. And this is where Imran Awad comes on in, because remember when he was attempting to flee the country, what alerted everybody was somebody, a neighbor, spotted all this computer equipment with property of government, property of DNC stickers in the trash, and it had been forcibly smashed up. And even Debbie Wasserman Schultz had all of her computer devices smashed when police threatened to seize them. So there is something definitely going on over there, which Mueller is pointedly, you know, not interested in looking at. And it's time for us to take a closer look at Mueller himself and his background. Now, of course, the Corbett media is out there saying, oh, he's a man of honor and integrity and former head of the FBI, and how could you ever doubt him? But as a matter of fact, remember the BCCI scandal? And it turned out that many of the Corbett media, including BBC and the New York Times, were out there pointing out how Mueller was involved in that investigation, and he failed to act aggressively prosecute it. And we know BCCI was tied in with CIA drug money laundering. And basically, Larry Klayman said, Robert Mueller first hit my radar because of that BCCI. And there's also the issue that apparently Mueller was squashing warning signs that may have stopped 9/11. And a lot of people have come forward, including a whistleblower, Colleen Rowan, I think her name is, we'll talk about her a little bit later in the show, saying that there had, in fact, been all kinds of intelligence that 9/11 was going to happen. And Mueller was then the director of the FBI, and he was actively working to try and keep all of this stuff out of the media, out of the public eye. So this guy is dirty going all the way back. Mueller was the one who allowed the escape of Saudi persons connected to Osama bin Laden. And then apparently entrapping innocent people for public relations purposes. Remember all these incidents where the FBI informants were setting these patsies up, talking them into trying to commit an act of terror, then they'd be arrested and they'd get all this newspaper coverage? This was all a fraud. And Mueller was behind all of that. Now, during the Iraq War, of course, Mueller was over there helping to sell this whole idea that Iraq was building weapons of mass destruction. And basically, Dick Cheney was alleging all of this stuff out there. And the CIA, FBI, Mueller, and all of it was working under the then attorney, deputy attorney general at the time, James Comey. See, it's all the same players keep showing up over and over and over again. Mueller was in charge of the FBI during the anthrax frame-ups. Remember Stephen Hatfield? So this guy really is very, very dirty. And so he's the perfect person to lead a hatchet squad against Donald Trump. Now, there's a whistleblower, Colleen Rowley, and basically said Mueller was chosen as special counsel because he will do what the powerful people want him to do. And he was covering up all those early warnings about 9/11. So we've got these whistleblowers coming forward and saying this guy is a hatchet man. He's an errand boy. Now, Hannity has blown open a story that we need to pay attention to. Apparently, Mueller's right-hand man has signed a plea deal agreement in the Clinton Uranium One case. Now, this apparently, Fox News legal contributor Greg Jarrett discovered both Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller to be this special counsel, even though he lacked legal justification to do so, and Mueller's right-hand man, Andrew Weissman, former head of the fraud unit at Obama Holder's Justice Department, signed the plea agreement of the Russian businessman embroiled in the Clinton Uranium One case. They're trying to cover that up, trying to make it go away. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, we have talked before about whether or not Mueller's special counsel investigation is even legitimate, because the special counsel statute, the special counsel, the independent counsel law requires there to be a preliminary investigation saying that there is a cause, there's legal reasons to move forward with a special counsel, an independent counsel. That never happened. And now it turns out the special, the independent counsel law expired in 1999. It's been dead and gone for 18 years, and yet they just dragged it out of the coffin and said, yeah, we're going to use this one again to go after Donald Trump. Now, the Supreme Court ruled on the independent counsel law 8-1. The dissenting opinion was Justice Antonin Scalia. And basically, he said, the problem with this independent counsel law is it made it too easy to falsely call one's political opponent a crook. And when the law sunsetted in 1999, both Republicans and Democrats were very happy about it. And obviously, what we're seeing happen with Mueller shows how accurate Scalia's forecast was. Now, we're getting a report that Trump is privately blaming Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, for the chain of events that led to Mueller's indictments against Manafort and Gates. Now, the White House is now officially denying it and saying Trump's not angry with anybody. But apparently, the New York Times reported that Kushner, along with his wife Ivanka Trump, also pushed Trump to hire Manafort, who was needed to fill the spot of Trump's initial campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, after Ivanka reportedly gave her father an ultimatum to fire him. So Trump's own family appears to be working against him. Which, I guess when you've got that much money and power on the line, like I said, looking at what's going on with all of this Uranium One and the Clintons and everything, it's like taking Game of Thrones, House of Cards, Versailles, and mixing them all together. That's how bad it really is. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Real quick question. I was reading in a paper today, the Jerusalem Post. Why is Israel bombing Syria almost every single day? Are they looking to get into a war with Syria, or this is another way of maybe getting America involved in a war against Syria and Iran?
I would say that that's the most likely outcome here. Israel's trying to provoke Syria into fighting back, at which point the United States would have an excuse to go back into Syria saying, we must defend our friend Israel. And we'll be talking about Syria a little bit later in the show, but it's very obvious the U.S. has not given up yet on finding some way to turn that situation around and steal Syria from the Syrian government and the Syrian people.
Right. And the final point, not point but question, this guy that Trump is going to head the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, you know, this is a guy that was appointed by Barack Obama to be a governor. Do you have any information about this guy?
Well, unfortunately, it does suggest that Trump is not going to stand up to the Federal Reserve. He's just putting another Federal Reserve person into that chairmanship, and so we're not going to see anything change there.
That's what I thought. All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to the corruption stories here. Do you remember when the House Intelligence Committee was trying to get a look at classified documents related to that now discredited anti-Trump dossier? And they said, we wanted a closed-door meeting. We want to look at it at the Justice Department. And Democrats on the committee, who had argued all year there was no need for a subpoena, we don't need to see these documents, there's nothing there. Well, now that they're actually there, the first ones to show up for the private viewing of the documents were the Democrats. They are desperate to see what's actually in there, because this dossier was created by so-called opposition research firm Fusion GPS, funded by the Clinton campaign, funded by the Democratic National Committee, and possibly Obama for America in 2016. So they're still trying to keep the lid on that. And the Democrats are still coming up with all of these lame excuses why we shouldn't investigate Uranium One, why we shouldn't go there at all. And we've had these ideas that somehow it's illegal for Trump to investigate Uranium One and the dossier while he himself is under investigation, which didn't pass muster. We've literally had Democrats begging people like Tucker Carlson, please don't go there. There's no there there. Please don't do that. The latest one here is, as usual, we're going to blame the Russians on this one. And apparently Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell of California said that investigating Uranium One or investigating the dossier, it's only going to help the Russians create further discord in our society. That is complete and utter nonsense. It is the Uranium One deal and the dossier that are creating discord in our society. It is all the constant lies that are creating discord in our society. It is the growing wealth and power inequality that is creating discord in our society. Russia has got nothing to do with it. And if we are a nation of laws, which is what we are always told we are, then yes, the Uranium One deal needs to be investigated. The dossier needs to be investigated. Hillary's email server needs to be investigated. The possible espionage involving that email server all needs to be investigated. And you can smell the panic coming out of the political elite right now. Roger Stone is now reporting Jeb Bush is out there predicting Trump will be gone by December, meaning it's going to happen this month, supposedly, whatever it is. Whether the Antifa civil war this Saturday is going to drive Trump out, which I seriously doubt. And again, and I will be the first to admit, this is really, really out there. But Trump is on his way to Asia. He's going to be on the ground here in Oahu this Saturday. And then he's going to be flying off to Asia. What if rogue elements of our government shot Air Force One down and blamed North Korea for it? That would solve a lot of their problems. War with North Korea and all this investigation about Uranium One and all the rest of it would just go away. Far-fetched, I grant you, but we cannot rule it out as absolutely impossible. Let's take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hey. Hi.
If you see Trump, you're going to say aloha, snack bar?
I don't know. I don't know that Trump is actually going to be out in public anywhere. I know he's meeting with Republican Party leadership. And he's going to be apparently touring the Arizona and everything. I have no intention of trying to meet him. I would have loved to have met him before my disillusionment, but unfortunately Claire and I have a funeral on Saturday anyway, so I'm not available to do anything.
Hey, Mike, on Trump, I got to disagree with some of the callers coming and say, you know, he done some things good or this or the economy's doing great at 3%. It's all phony, baloney numbers. The economy is still in the same shape it was before Trump was in. It's
yes,
just manipulated.
It's worse. It's worse.
Yeah, it's
going. They can't stop it. They can't stop the collapse. All they're trying to do is saying if we can get into a major world war before it collapses, then we can duck the blame for having ruined the economy, because that's what they did back in 1907 and 1929.
Yeah, that's why Trump has made a big mistake, because remember during the election, he was like, we're in a big fat bubble. Everybody remembers what he says. And then all of a sudden he gets in, all of a sudden the stock market's doing great. The stock market's doing great because companies are buying free money with 0% interest, and they're cranking up their stocks with it. That's it. They're not investing in the country's infrastructure at all. That's why you got
homeless. They're not. It's market rigging games all over Wall Street, and the stock market is completely disconnected from the real economic lifeline of the American people.
Yeah, because you got homeless tents. If it was doing so great, those homeless tents would all be packed up. People would be back to work, but they're not. You got a lot of part-time jobs. That's not going to pay the bills. What are you going to get, 3-4 jobs? You're a debt slave then. You're a debt slave. So people need to start thinking, Trump's been captured. He's been captured, or he's part of the tribe. I don't know. I voted for him, but you know what? The system's rigged. I think we've all come to that conclusion that whoever gets in, it's hopeless, man. It's just hopeless, Mike. It's just it's such a rigged game, and I don't think anything's going to happen to Hillary or any of those people, because they got their groupies in there and, their fellow travelers, and I just don't think anything's going to happen to them. I really don't.
I got to be very honest. Looking at their current reactions right now and what they're doing, I don't think they share your confidence. I think they're seriously afraid that something could happen, that somebody could turn on them, and it may have happened. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit.
I hope so, Mike, but I'm getting to the point where I get so mad now because of just this corruption. And it's not just they're corrupt, they're just ruining, they ruin the country and they ruin the West. Them and their group in England and France and Germany and all those other Western, countries that are just, they don't give a crap about the regular person. I think everybody pretty much calling in by now can figure that out, But all right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And when government becomes corrupt and government sees that the nation itself might start to fall apart, what do? They start looting and plundering left and right, and that seems to be the phase we're in right now. But again, we're seeing a lot of cracks appear in that facade of the deep state here. They're exposed now. The rock has been rolled on over, and the American people are looking at what's, wriggling around in the slime underneath there. Now, do you remember when it first came on out that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC had funded this Fusion GPS? They used a law firm as a cutout, which may open them up to money laundering charges, to go on out and find this Christopher Steele, who ginned up this dossier, apparently now out of thin air. And Hillary Clinton came on out and said, oh, absolutely, I had no idea. We certainly had nothing to do with it. Well, the paper trail goes back to them. So now Hillary's out there saying, yes, we funded the Trump dossier, and it was legitimate for us to do it, and we're still evaluating the provenance of the report. In other words, she's out there saying, yeah, we funded it. We still think it tells the truth. Now, here's where it starts to get interesting, where the cracks are starting to show. Twitter is now admitting that they buried tweets involving the Podesta emails or the DNC emails ahead of the presidential election. If you are out there on Twitter posting comments about what was in those leaked emails, nobody else was seeing them. Twitter was censoring them, and now they're admitting it. They may even actually still be proud of it. Yes, we helped protect the Hillary beasts and so forth. Now, as you know, there was a real big stink supposedly of all these Russian-linked ads, ads that were run by entities that were linked back to Russia because the guy with the ads, lawyers, accountants, hairdressers, girlfriend, knew somebody's nephew over in Russia. Facebook is now confirming that the vast majority of these so-called Russian ads were actually against Donald Trump. And we'd reported this before. Most of the ads were actually on specific topics of the election, not the candidates. The ads about the candidates favored Hillary Clinton, and Facebook is now confirming it. All of these so-called Russian ads were favoring Hillary Clinton and against Donald Trump. So it raises a whole bunch of new questions. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And Fox News has found yet another corruption over at the Clinton Foundation. And apparently, shortly after Hillary Clinton left the Obama administration, the State Department quietly took steps to purchase real estate in Nigeria from a firm whose parent company is owned by a major donor to the Clinton Foundation. And again, this is just a lot of skullduggery where the State Department is doing business with people even after Hillary had left as Secretary of State. They're giving favorable treatment to donors to the to the Clinton Foundation. Now, here may be the opening salvo in shall we say, the war against the deep state. It turns out Donna Brazile has decided to come clean. And yes, there's a book deal involved with it, so let's be honest about it. But remember, Donna Brazile was appointed the interim Democratic National Committee chairwoman after Debbie Wasserman Schultz was forced to step down following the leak of the DNC emails. And Donna Brazile is out there saying that she found proof that Hillary rigged the race against Bernie Sanders. So even without the hidden emails and everything, it's out there now. And what Donna Brazile is saying is that Hillary Clinton's campaign took over the Democratic National Committee even before the primaries began, because the Democratic National Committee was heavily in debt And Hillary basically came on in and said, I will help you get out of your debt, but you're going to do what I tell you to do. And so Donna Brazile is out there saying that she found absolute proof that the DNC and Hillary rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders. So probably not going to see that on the corporate media, but it's out there. Last year's election was a monumental fraud. And it was Hillary and the DNC who were doing all these things, and now they're trying to say, oh, no, it wasn't us, it was Trump. So those evil Republicans, we would never do anything like that. We're Democrats. Now, the good news is, according to Forbes' list of the most powerful women on Earth, Hillary Clinton has now plummeted to 65th. When she was Secretary of State, she held the number two position behind Angela Merkel, who's still number one. But apparently, British Prime Minister Theresa May is now in the number two spot. But as far as Forbes is concerned, Hillary's influence is very much on the wane. Now, getting on back to what happened in Manhattan, and I don't want to get caught up on who saw this and whether it was really screaming Aloha Snack Bar. But again, this idea that this supposed fanatical terrorist had a girlfriend, three kids, and was carrying a paintball gun and a BB gun, it feels like another staged incident, like Las Vegas. And they're pushing the terror angle here because the USA Patriot Act is up for renewal. And if they don't have a terror attack with which to push that agenda, then the USA Patriot Act is going to sunset. But if we take what happened in New York at face value, it basically tells us the war on terror has failed. First and foremost, because it happened. An act of terror happened. Now, our suspect is a legal immigrant from Uzbekistan, a country not on the United States fear-mongering terrorist nation list. And remember, this was first reported as both a truck attack and a shooting. And they had to pull back off the shooting when it turned out all he had was the BB gun and the paintball gun. So who was out there saying, oh yeah, people were shot, people were shot? It was all over the media. People have been shot. What, with a paintball? And notice the difference in reporting between what happened in New York and what happened in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, where it was this white guy, no, it's not an act of terror. It's not an act of terror. It's only an act of terror when it fits the narrative for U.S. propaganda supporting United States foreign policy. For all we know, what happened in New York yesterday was road rage or a bad reaction to prescription antidepressants. But they're going to be out there pushing that terror theme to keep you scared, to keep you dependent, to try and get an extension on the USA Patriot Act. It's all propaganda. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, as you know, this Saturday is supposed to be the big beginning of Antifa's civil war to get Donald Trump and Mike Pence out of the White House. And they've got websites all over the place, and they've got events scheduled in a lot of cities across the country, including right here in Honolulu. And as I mentioned earlier in the week, the local Republican Party actually sent out an email saying, do not go down and attend this event, because their intelligence is that agent provocateurs disguised as Trump supporters are going to try and start violence, which is exactly what Antifa wants to see happen. Now, remember, we had that story that broke earlier in the week, how the leaders of Antifa went to the G20 to meet with the leaders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So they're all part of that same group, that same mind thing. And they are very well funded. This is not a grassroots movement. And Alex Jones reported on how somehow Antifa came up with enough money for a complete whole-page ad in the New York Times. Now, interestingly enough, Salon came on out and said Alex Jones was lying. So on one of his more recent broadcasts, he held up the newspaper. It's a full-page ad. That's a lot of money. Screaming about, come and join us, it's the beginning of the end of Donald Trump. And I'm hoping it'll fizzle the way the riots they tried to start right after the election did. But it's very obvious there is a huge push on this. There's a lot of money being poured into it. They're probably hiring a lot of crisis actors and agent provocateurs to try and get something going. I'm very alarmed that Donald Trump is going to be out of the country while all of this is going down. But we need to basically get on out there. I'm going to be reposting that story about how Antifa met with the leaders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS at the G20. And that needs to go everywhere on social media. And hopefully Reddit and Twitter and Facebook and everything won't be trying to shut that one down. So maybe I ought to use your email or just talk to people about it. Because Antifa is not working for the United States of America. They're working for the globalists. Now, getting on over to the war zones, the Russians are kind of scratching their heads because, as you know, Syrian civilians are now leaving the city of Deir ez-Zor, now that it's been freed from ISIS by the Syrian army, and they're basically heading back to their homes. But James Girard, the commander of the Special Operation Forces of the Coalition, said that these people are fleeing from the Syrian army. They're not fleeing from the ISIS terrorists. They were perfectly happy living under ISIS. Now they're leaving because they're afraid of the Syrian army. And Moscow is saying the geography doesn't line up. They're going back to their homes. They're not heading to a stronghold of ISIS. And it looks like the U.S. is once again going to be trying to push that idea about, oh, Assad is an evil, cruel tyrant. His people hate him, and they're afraid of him. We've got to go on in there and rescue those poor Syrian people from their own elected leaders. Now, there's been a lot of concern over some drone incidents over the Golan Heights. A lot of fingers pointing back and forth, and now the true culprit has stepped up to see mea maxima culpa, and it turns out to be Switzerland. And apparently Switzerland has now admitted sending staff to test reconnaissance drones on the contested lands in the Golan Heights held by Israel. And this, of course, is an embarrassment to everybody who was saying, oh, it was Syria, it was Lebanon, it was Israel. And it's an embarrassment for Switzerland, which has been trying to maintain this status of an honest, impartial broker in the Middle East. Now that everybody knows the U.S. is no longer impartial in the Middle East. So that was a bit of an embarrassment there. Anyway, the Syrian government forces are now clearing northern Deir ez-Zor from ISIS. That is pretty much over. And a lot of the people who were in Deir ez-Zor, they can't go back to Raqqa. There's nothing left there. If you look at photos of Raqqa following all the U.S. bombing, it looks like the aftermath of Dresden in World War II. But basically, the Syrian government forces are now going to shift their focus to basically getting the rest of the western bank of Euphrates freed from ISIS. So that's the battle line over there. Once again, Israel has violated Lebanese airspace to strike Syria. We had the caller earlier in the show. Flying into Lebanon without Lebanon's permission. Lebanon keeps complaining. The UN keeps doing nothing. And they flew over eastern Lebanon and conducted an airstrike into the rural area of Homs, supposedly targeting a factory there. And what I think is going on is Israel is desperate to try and provoke some kind of a reaction from Syria that they can then turn around and say, oh my goodness, Syria is attacking us, Syria is making war on us, help us, United States of America. And the U.S. will have its excuse to go back into Syria and say, we must help our friend in the Middle East against the evil tyrant Assad. But I don't think Assad is going to bite. And we know Israel likes to use a lot of false flags. And even Syria has gone to the U.N. saying that these so-called errant artillery shells that are flying into Israel and hitting nothing but dirt that Israel uses as justifications for attack on Syria, that they're all false flags. Everybody understands how Israel and the United States are playing these games. Now, over in Iraq, everybody was kind of hoping that this whole Kurdish independence thing was going to settle down now that it looks like it's not going to happen. But apparently Iraq is now threatening to resume a full-on invasion of the Kurdish territory, saying that the Kurds are using these ceasefire talks to buy time to try and reinforce themselves militarily. So Iraq is just saying they're just going to go on in and grab it. And I think probably they have been encouraged to do so because the Kurdish regional government is starting to make deals for the oil underneath their territory with Russia. And, of course, the whole goal of grabbing all these Middle Eastern nations, as General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on years ago, was to control Middle Eastern oil, specifically what currencies it will be traded in. Now, as you know, a lot of members of the House of Representatives started putting together House Concurrent Resolution 81 to basically say that the U.S. Has to stop supporting Saudi Arabia's invasion of Yemen on the grounds that such involvement was never authorized under the War Powers Act. Unfortunately, the House leadership forced through a Rules Committee vote, which changed the rules on House Concurrent Resolution 81, stripping it of its privileged status, which would have guaranteed a floor vote. And although the War Powers Act guarantees such a resolution privilege, the Rules Committee claimed that Yemen doesn't rise to the level of the War Powers Act applying. Now, what's really going on is this is not a Saudi war against Yemen. This is a U.S. war against Yemen using Saudi Arabia as a proxy. Because several years ago, there was a successful intervention in Yemen where Yemen's elected government was kicked out and a internationally approved U.S.-selected puppet regime installed. Well, the people of Yemen don't like living under foreign puppet rule any more than Iraq or, for that matter, the United States of America. And so they kicked their puppet rulers out. And what this Saudi war is all about is to basically force the Yemenites to accept that puppet ruler, to take it on back and give up this idea of democracy and self-determination, which is so déclassé in this age of the New World Order. Now, turning on over to Korea, there's an interesting dynamic starting to happen over there. And it has to do with our relations, not just with North Korea, but with China. Because, as you know, the U.S. foreign policy toward China has been hard to understand, where on the one hand, they're demanding that China help the U.S. corral North Korea. At the same time, the United States is down in the South China Sea trying to kick China out of the South China Sea. And so it's been very, very complex. On top of that, you have China is dealing with some economic difficulty, mostly because their major export markets in Europe and the United States have run out of money and are not buying their products. So basically, the 19th Party Congress in China has made it very clear that China's roadmap ahead is socialism with Chinese characteristics. So they're pulling back away from this idea of going toward capitalism because they're seeing how in the long run it has been very destructive of the United States and of Europe. And Xinhao even dared to venture, and they're reporting on it, the 21st century is likely to see capitalism lose its appeal while the socialist movement led by China rapidly catches up. And they're absolutely right. Most people living in capitalist nations are very unhappy with their standard of living and the wealth inequality and the power inequality. And this is not going to go down very well in the West, even considering that the Chinese system is going to be more like neoliberalism with Chinese characteristics. And this is a repeat of what happened following the October Revolution in Russia that led to the rise of the Soviet Union, because then the Soviet Union became the banner carrier for socialism as an economic system, and that just scared the heck out of American bankers and industrialists who had built a society in which they had all the money and the workers worked very hard for very little money. And the industrialist and the capitalist became very, very rich, and they were just absolutely scared out of their minds that there might be a workers' revolt here in this country. And that was the beginning of this massive propaganda campaign to demonize the Soviet Union so that people wouldn't even consider the possibility that there might be a better way of running the economy for the general population. And so now I'm expecting we're probably going to see a huge propaganda campaign now crank up against those evil Chinese. Oh, they're a bunch of commies over there. We got to stop the commies. Now, here is a little bit of a surprise story. This is out of Press TV. And Press TV is reporting that the United States, despite Donald Trump's rhetoric, the United States is quietly pursuing direct diplomacy with North Korea. And Joseph Yun, the U.S. negotiator with North Korea, has been in contact with diplomats at Pyongyang's United Nations mission in New York City. They're saying the discussions are not limited, either in frequency or substance. So there's a lot of talking going on over there. Meanwhile, the war hawks are still out there. They're drooling. They want a new war in Korea. And we're seeing this propaganda. This popped up this morning in all kinds of multiple locations all over the place. It appears to have originated with The Sun, which is a tabloid. So take this with a grain of salt. But the idea is basically that North Korea could be preparing another missile test after brisk activity at Kim Jong-un's nuclear research facility, reports claim. Well, there's a problem with that headline because the nuclear research facility is not where the missiles are being built. That's a couple of different separate places. The nuclear research facility is the mountain where they were testing nuclear bombs, and apparently that is now out of commission for the foreseeable future. But based on reports from South Korea's spy agency, there's going to be another rocket launch. And now they're insisting that North Korea is just weeks away from a miniaturized, diversified nuclear warhead. In other words, they're repeating the same propaganda we've been hearing about Iran for the last 30 years, that they're just weeks away from a nuclear bomb. Now, let us say, for the purpose of argument, that North Korea has got missiles that actually work, and some of them do. And let us say, for the sake of argument, that North Korea has actually achieved a deployable nuclear warhead for these missiles. What is North Korea going to do with them? Absolutely nothing unless provoked. Nuclear weapons and the missiles to carry them are a very expensive investment for a country that's actually, you know, very poor right now. They're not just going to throw them away. The reason for building a nuclear deterrent is to deter other nations from mucking about in your country. And North Korea has been accelerating this project while watching the United States government over the last 16 years go into country after country after country after country on the flimsiest of pretexts to commandeer their natural resources and take control of their economies to serve the American financial system. And North Korea does not want the United States in North Korea. They remember how bad it was the last time. And there's nothing wrong or provocative about North Korea testing a missile. All nations that with weapons development programs, they test those weapons to make sure they're going to work when needed. The United States tests missiles all the time. You've got the Pacific Missile Test Range out here on the next island over. They've been firing stuff out of there. Russia's firing test missiles from Plesetsk. It's only in the case of North Korea where testing a missile is all of a sudden a provocative act. Now, here's another little surprise. This is coming out of CNN, no less. The leaders of China and North Korea have exchanged personal messages, and North Korea is saying China's Xi Jinping wants to boost ties. Now, this would not really be very surprising because China understands that North Korea may be nothing but a front porch for the U.S. war against China and the yuan. And so better to have that porch and screen door on China's side than on the U.S. side. Meanwhile, we're getting reports, this is out of Zero Hedge, that China has practiced bombing runs on the island of Guam. I mean, they haven't gone to Guam, but they're practicing missions which appear to simulate a potential Chinese attack on Guam. So it looks like China has rejected the U.S. request to help get North Korea into line, and China is getting ready for a war, whether it's sparked by North Korea or the South China Sea. Everybody is getting ready. And that's very unpleasant. Now, as you know, Congress is looking at this 2001 authorization for the use of military force which was only supposed to be about Afghanistan and possibly Iraq, and it's been used by every subsequent president to just say, yeah, I'm authorized to send our troops into Sudan and Niger and here and there and everywhere, EIEIO. And Congress wants to reassert their control over the war policy, and they're opposed by Mattis and Tillerson, who are saying they need a new authorization for the use of military force without any restrictions on it whatsoever, either time-wise or geographically. Open-ended perpetual war. That's what they're pushing for. And as a result, there's a call for a new renewed anti-war movement. We'll be back after these few words.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before the commercial, we were talking about how Mattis and Tillerson are out there saying, we need an open-ended authorization for the use of military force everywhere on the globe for however long we want to do it, which I think has to be making the rest of the world's leaders very, very nervous right now. And adding to that is a revelation where the Turkish parliament, after 10 years of hemming and hawing and shuffling their feet, has finally acknowledged something that we've known about for a long time. Five nations in Europe, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, and Turkey, have U.S. nuclear weapons inside their military bases. 150 tactical B-61 nuclear weapons aimed at Russia, Iran, and whoever else the United States doesn't like. Here's the kicker. These weapons are under the military control of these nations, making them five non-declared nuclear powers aimed at Russia. So remind me again how Russia is the aggressor in all of this. Now, the B-61 is a major league weapon. So if World War III were to break into a nuclear conflict, it's going to spin out of control. I'm sure that Russia knows these nations have these nuclear weapons, and that makes them all targets. Now, over in Crimea, two natural gas pipelines have been damaged, and they're saying the indications are it was sabotage. Somebody's trying to sabotage those gas pipelines. There's a lot of that going on here. A lot of these wars, it's still about oil pipeline rights of way. That's that and the opium is why we went into Afghanistan, an oil pipeline right of way. Now, apparently, Volcker is over in Kiev, and there's a concern that American ultimatums may restart the war in the Donbass. And basically, Volcker is promising Ukraine U.S. aid in returning Ukrainian territory, meaning Crimea, and apparently trying to force Russia to drop the Nord Stream 2 project, which is an oil and gas pipeline that would deprive Kiev of transit revenue of around $2 billion a year. Now, Kiev has only itself to blame for all of this, because when Poroshenko took on over following the coup d'etat, first of all, he stiffed Russia for all the money Ukraine owed for oil and gas. And then he turned around and said, you know, if Europe doesn't back me against Russia, I'll shut the valve at this end, because a lot of the gas and oil going to Europe goes through Ukraine. And that was a real threat. And so Russia said, here's an opportunity. We're going to do the Nord Stream 2 so that nobody can be held hostage by the flow of oil and gas. But Volcker is now over there in Kiev, saying that they're going to get Russia to stop making this pipeline. And now we hear that natural gas pipelines in Crimea are being sabotaged. This is what your kids are being sent into these wars, to be killed and crippled over oil pipeline rights of way. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.